Good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, I have good news for you. And the good news is that you and I and everyone on this planet are already winners. In the race for life, we are already winners. Because when we were conceived, the sperm that hit the egg was the strongest sperm, was the fastest swimmer, and had all the things needed to produce us so that we would have all the things that we need to succeed on this plane of action. So if anyone is thinking that they're not a winner, give that idea up. You were a winner from day one, and you will always be a winner, regardless. Remember that the egg and the sperm had all the qualities and had the best qualities. The sperm that united with that egg had all the best qualities in it. If you want to look at it as the survival of the fittest, then it was the survival of the fittest. It was the one that had all the qualities needed to succeed on this plane of action. So therefore, you are absolute winners. Please remember that. And don't allow that little mind of yours, that little ego mind, that voice inside of you, to tell you differently. Get up every day and say to yourself, I'm a winner. I am a winner. And I have everything in me to succeed on this plane of action. This thing that we call God is never cruel. It's never cruel. It would not put you here without giving you the ability to survive. It has given you everything. It certainly has given you a good mind. Your mind, even though it contains a little piece of ego, is a wonderful instrument, is a wonderful thing. And when you learn how to use your mind correctly, how to think correctly, you will discover that your mind is a very, very powerful gift that you were given. It is the genie in the bottle. And you can allow that genie to come out of the bottle. But you have to do that. And you do that by believing. And by believing in yourself. And believing in yourself. And now that you know you're already winners, what is the big problem? There should be no problem whatsoever. You're here because you're already a winner. So use that for yourself. Use that. And every day, do your affirmations. Know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And that you matter. And with that, let's do our little matter game. Wait till she gets it. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Yes, do that every day. You know, the month has gone by. Mm-hmm. And we said we would do this for 1 month and we would see a difference in ourselves. And I know that you've seen a difference in yourself. And I am going to be very bold and say it is because you finally discovered that you do matter.
Yeah.
That you do matter. And when you discover that you matter, your whole life changes and everything around you changes. It hasn't occurred with you. Don't give up. Keep doing it. Keep doing it until you feel it. And you will feel it, because it will drop from this idea down to your heart and then into your whole being, where you'll just know that you know that you know. And that's all what this is about. It's just knowing that you already know these things. You just have to do it, but you have to do it for yourself. See, I can teach and I can tell you all these things, but you must do the work. You must do the work. It's as simple as that. Do it. tonight's topic, and we're not going to go into it yet, but I'm going to give you a little hint. Last week we talked about facts and how facts change. Tonight we're going to talk about truth, because truth never changes. Truth always remains absolutely the same. So for years I have told people that I'm going to teach you, or I've already taught you, especially people come in late, I tell them that I've already given the secret of life away. Tonight I'm going to tell you the secret of life. I'm absolutely going to tell you the secret of life tonight. But we have to build up to that, don't we? And we'll do that. So, let's talk a minute about race mind. I have two race minds that I heard this week. One came from a real estate person. One real estate person said to the other real estate person, what I would like in this business is to have a balanced life. And the other real estate person said, it's impossible to have a balanced life. You cannot have a balanced life in this industry. Now, that is race mind. And that's also, that is in the industry in Hollywood, the motion picture industry, whatever you want to call that, believes that you cannot have a balanced life. That's why all that stuff goes on that you see people breaking up and all that, all the time. That is race mind. You can have a balanced life. Don't buy into that. People buy in, you can't have a balanced life. The other thing I heard this week, which I thought was absolutely amazing, was this. Somebody said to me, hard-earned money. Hard-earned money.
That's an old one.
And I don't want you to spend your hard-earned money. That is an old one. But it's a race mind thing, and it's in race mind. And people think that they have to work hard for money. That they have to work hard for money. And that is not necessarily so. That is absolutely race mind.
I'm confused. What is race mind?
Race mind is the collective consciousness. Race mind are all the things that the world out there that's so convincing keeps telling you. And most of the things that they tell you, well, I'm not going to say most, I'm going to make the big statement, say all the things that they tell you are lies. They're lies. And they believe that, you're saying.
Out there.
Out there, in the world, they believe that. They believe hard-earned money. You can't have a balanced life. This, all that. All the things that you were taught at home, in school, and grew up with, and you hear on TV, are all race mind things. All race mind. Coming here tonight, I saw, I love bumper stickers, but this was not a bumper sticker. This was a wonderful thing. You know the frame around a license plate?
Mm-hmm.
And it was on a Jaguar. And the frame said, by the power and grace of God. By the power and grace of God. I've never seen that. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That person knew that Jaguar came from the power and grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is always your supply. And when you know that God is always your supply, you don't have to have the concept of hard-earned money. You don't have to have that concept. If you want to work hard for money, all well and good. Many people are out golfing all day long and making tons of money. Making tons of money. And that's not hard-earned money. So if you have that in your mind that you think that it's hard to earn money, get that out of your mind. Get it out of your mind. It'll hold you back every time because you'll think, I didn't work hard enough, so I'm not getting money.
And race mind tells us, well, they're special.
Yes.
So we fall into thinking, well, that could never be me because they are special.
Yeah. They're special.
Especially in the entertainment industry.
And the other thing that we grow up with is that you have to continue to work, that you cannot slack off at all. You cannot enjoy yourself if everyone else is working during the day. Why are you out on the golf course? And now you're a no good character. And that's not true either. You see, that's what race mind is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearing all that stuff out of our consciousness so that we can allow money to freely flow into us, to freely flow into us. Are we still doing our affirmations?
Yes.
Do to, are you writing on your check, God bless and multiply this money quickly, or have we?
No, I learned that from Jules last
good.
Week.
Oh, okay,
the,
good.
The day after last week, yes. It was like Jim and I yes. both felt it was, I got it last yes. week. It's been an amazing week.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, but you're going to get even more tonight.
Love that.
And that's God bless and multiply this money quickly. And we just put the first letter of the word on. I mean, okay. You can write the whole thing out if you have that much time. I don't. I just. And as I told the story, I've used that for 30-some years, and I've never run out of money. I've never run out of money, and I've been out of work. Because it absolutely works. Because God is the source of your supply across the board. I do this little thing, and I did it this week several times. I do it all the time, and I may have forgotten to tell you. Anytime I look at my wallet, anytime I get my wallet out, I look at the money, and I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Always. Anytime you touch money, anytime you see money, oh, thank you, God. My mind says, oh, do I have enough money to go to dinner? Oh, I look at my wallet. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Every time you open your wallet, say, look at that money and say, oh, thank you, God. And know that more is coming, that more is coming, that more is coming. It's just a little mental thing that I do. If you can sit in love and gratitude, if you can absolutely see this all the time, then money is going to be there all the time for you. And it sounds hokey sometimes. Sometimes I may think it's hokey. But I do it anyway. I do it anyway. What is your favorite saying about doing something? Regardless how ridiculous it is or something?
Oh, follow directions no matter how much sense it doesn't make.
Yes. Follow directions.
Because it's the ego telling us that it's so silly.
But try that with your money and your wallet. Never spend money, never look in your wallet without saying, oh, thank you, God. Mm. Oh, thank you, God. Because that's where it's coming from. And you'll be surprised when you open your wallet and say, oh, I do, you know. Oh, thank you. Always stay in that. Always stay with that. And money will keep coming and coming and coming. Okay. Well, along with Race Mind, I was cleaning closets. It's spring, you know, and I clean closets. And, you know, any time that you clean a closet, any time that you clean, any time that you use your hands for cleaning, you're also cleaning your mind. You're always cleaning your mind when you're cleaning. The clutter that's in your house is the clutter that's in your mind. And when you get the clutter out of your house, it's out of your mind also. But whenever you move your hands to clean anything, know that you're cleaning your mind. That you're cleaning your mind. Anyway, this is from October 3rd, 01, and I found this, and it's some of you may have heard this, but I just love it. And it's the autobiography in five chapters by Portia Nelson. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am hopeless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it is there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. Does this sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
You see what we keep doing? We keep falling into the hole and falling into the hole and falling into the hole to realize that we can walk down another street. That's the idea of this teaching. Walk down another street. Change your mind. Don't keep walking down that same thing. Don't keep trying that same thing that doesn't work. That doesn't work. And here, she said finally, the last time she fell in, it is my fault. Mm-hmm. She finally comes to, it is my fault. Mm-hmm. But before she always said, it isn't my fault. But even when you come to the conclusion that it's your fault, you have to walk down another street. So many people in this teaching get to the point where, oh yeah, I take responsibility, it was my fault, it was my fault. Well, all well and good people, that it was your fault, but don't keep doing it. That's a wonderful excuse to say, you're so proud of yourself to be able to say, ah, my fault, I'll take blame for that, it's my fault. Well, you're stupid. Walk down another street. Walk down another street. The first time you're able to take the responsibility and say it's my fault, a great deal of freedom comes to you. And you take that responsibility and say, oh, I can do that. But then don't make that a habit. Don't make that a habit and an excuse for everything that you do. So many people think it's all right, I can do anything I want as long as I take responsibility for it and say it was my fault. Well, you're still stupid. Go down the other street. Don't keep falling in the hole. Don't keep falling in the hole. But the mind likes to do that, you see, and you're saying, oh, I'm so superior now. My fault. I'll take the blame for it. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. Go down another road. Go down another street. Don't do that to yourself. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is wonderful. I don't know where this book came from. I have all kinds of things in here. Here, I want to do one more. I love when I find these things. That's something about addiction. This one. All circling. Fear and suffering are an important part of the dream of the planet. They are how the dream of the planet keeps us down. Make sense? So do it again. Fear and suffering are an important part of the dream of the planet. They are how the dream of the planet keeps us down. The dream of the planet is race mind. The dream of the planet is race mind. And it is always going to keep you down. It is not going to ever tell you that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. It is not going to do that. It just doesn't know how to do that. You've been there. Jim was talking earlier. Brand name churches don't know how to do that either. They just can't bring themselves to do that for some reason. Not saying that. They teach a great deal of things and they help a great deal of people. But they can only go so far and then they stop. They just run into that wall and they can't bring themselves to do that. But you have to know that you matter. You absolutely across the board have to know that. So work on that idea that you truly, truly matter. Okay? Let's do a spiritual monkey. I know that I am connected with the only power in this universe, and that power is the power for good. And because I am connected with that power, I can use that power. I can allow that power to work in as and through me. And when it works in as and through me, it brings me ideas, wonderful ideas that heal me, bless me, and prosper me. And I use those ideas to bring money into my life. And I allow money to come into my life. I open my mind, my heart, and my whole being to the idea that there are many channels out there and that this thing that we call God wants me to have money, wants me to have the things that I want because money is freedom and God wants us all to be free. And I let that be so, and so it is. this thing that we call God always wants you to be free. Always wants you to have what you want. God does not want people sitting around in some kind of pity pot thinking that they can't have things or that their life is ruined or miserable. If you know that you're a winner and you know that you matter, you cannot allow yourself to do that. If you want to be on the pity pot, be on very quickly. Really get on it and get off of it fast. But don't sit there all day and weeks and so forth. Won't do you a bit of good. Won't do you a bit of good. Work on these different things. Okay. Last week, we talked about facts. And facts are in the race mind. And facts always change. That is why you cannot believe a fact. A fact will change. There isn't one fact out there that hasn't changed. And over the years, over the centuries, it will change. And what we know today changes tomorrow. All the time. It's a fact that two eggs used to be what people needed. But the egg lobbyists went to Washington and said, let's change that to three eggs a day. Now it's three eggs a day. You see, facts change. They can change. Truth always remains the same. Truth is, money is always freely circulating in your life, and you always have a divine surplus. Would you pass this out? And you always have a divine surplus. The fact is, at the present moment, there may not be much in your bank account. But you never look at the facts, because facts change, truth doesn't. So if you concentrate on the truth that money is always freely circulating in your life, money will start to circulate in your life. It works that way. It works that way. All right. I said earlier that I was going to give you the secret of life. And here are the 12 commandments for how to love yourself. The secret to life, the secret to getting anything in this world, is to learn to love yourself. Is to learn to love yourself. You can stop doing anything else and learn this. Your mind would like to tell you, no, I'll add something else. No, I'll do this. No, I'll do that. Instead of looking at the basics. The secret to life is to learn to love yourself. Loving yourself is the highest form of worship that you can give God. So, don't be adding all this other stuff to you. It will not work until you learn to love yourself. People want to be in a loving, caring, sharing relationship. You cannot be in a loving, caring, sharing relationship if you don't like yourself. It will not work. You can try everything to make it work, and it will not work. And it will not work. Because you have to love yourself. You see, we think, oh, I would be better if somebody would love me. If somebody would just love me, it would make all the difference in the world. What makes all the difference in the world is you to learn to love yourself. Because I can say to you, I think you're wonderful. I think you're really lovely. And if you don't know that, you think he's full of shit. Mm-hmm. That's nothing, you say. He doesn't know what he's talking about. If he really knew me, if he why, he's a flatterer, he's this, that, and the other thing. But once you know that, and I say to you, I think you're absolutely beautiful. I think you're absolutely lovely. You can look me right in the eyes and say, thank you for noticing. Thank you for noticing. And that's what you want in life. That's what you want in life. Does that make sense to you? Yes. Anyway, this is Louise Hayes. People who don't know Louise Hay wrote You Can Heal Your Life 20 years ago. Louise Hay cured herself of cancer. The painter Louise Hay down here, all is well. She's 80 years old. So, she knows what she's talking about, and she did it all through self-love. She healed herself by learning to love herself. Most illnesses occur because we don't love ourselves. And we're punishing ourselves in some way. So let's go through these. Stop all criticism. Criticism never changes a thing. Refuse to criticize yourself. Accept yourself exactly as you are. Everybody changes. When you criticize yourself, your changes are negative. When you approve of yourself, your changes are positive. What you have to realize is that you're going to change. Now, how do you want to change? For the positive or for the negative? That's a choice that you have to make. But you don't criticize yourself. It will get you nowhere. People will sit around and say, oh, I've got to lose weight. I'm so fat. Oh, I'm just fat. I just hate myself. I'm so fat. You think you're ever going to lose weight? No, they're going to put on more weight. That's the way it works. If you love yourself where you are and say, geez, I'm going to take better care of myself and I'm going to watch this melt from me, it will start to melt from you. It will just leave you. But if you concentrate on it and do it, it stays right with you. That's why diets do not work. That's why Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers can make millions of dollars, because they work on the 1% success rate. Most of their people are repeat customers. Their success rate's only 1%. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
I know, they don't like to tell you that. That's another little thing that Race Mind loves to do, too. It doesn't want to tell you the truth about that. Yeah, very interesting. Forgive yourself. This is a key thing. Always forgive yourself. Let the past go. You did the best you could at the time with the understanding, awareness, and knowledge that you had. That's what you have to remember. In hindsight, we can all say, oh, I could have done better. Yes, because now you have the knowledge. Now you're somebody else. You see? You can never step in the same river twice. You know what that means? No, I didn't think so. The river's running. Just like your life. You can't step in the same river twice. It's an impossibility. So forgive yourself. This hindsight routine that everyone wants to punish themselves for. You would have done something different, yes, when you had the knowledge. How many times in real estate, when you first started, did you make a mistake that now you wouldn't have made?
Oh, sure.
But you'll go back and punish yourself for it. You didn't know that then. When I was in the real estate business, I sold a big home, and the sellers did not want the loan assumed. And I put that right on there, that the loan may not be assumed. The buyers were very tricky. And they assumed that loan anyway. Through a loophole that I never heard of. And it's called taking it subject to. And it's a legal thing. And they were able to assume it, even though it was on the contract, everyone initialed it, they took it subject to. I didn't know that. Now, do I punish myself? Do I punish myself because I didn't know that? No. I know what had happened the next time. I go down another street and I'll keep falling in that same hole. So give that past up, all those mistakes and stuff. You didn't have the knowledge. You just didn't have the knowledge. Okay. Don't scare yourself. Now, this is a great one that everyone does.
Yes.
That, I put that in there for you. Don't scare yourself. Stop terrorizing yourself with your thoughts. It's a dreadful way to live. Find a mental image that gives you pleasure and immediately switch your scary thoughts to a pleasure thought. You have the capability of doing that, to do that. It's a very simple thing to do. If you're watching a television program that you don't like, what do? You change the channel. You don't keep looking at it. But a terror thought comes into your head and you keep it playing and playing and playing. Change the channel. That's all it is. Thoughts are thoughts, people. That's all they are thoughts. And you can change them. But you think, oh, I thought this, so it must be true. It's not true at all. It's not true at all. Example what the mind does. Many years ago, when my alarm clock used to go off, it would immediately, my mind would say, you better get up, you're nothing but a lazy lounge lizard, you're never going to make anything out of yourself. Mm-hmm. Hit the deck and get started. Now this one, for years, oh God. Now when my alarm clock goes off, it says, good morning, Dallas. How are you this morning? You're going to have a wonderful day. Take your time. I had to change that myself. It's taped in there. You have to change it. Now here's what the mind does to you. You're nothing but a lazy lounger, and if you don't get up and do something, you're never going to amount to a hill of beans. Now, the last thing the mind says to you is, I was never here.
Oh.
Now you say, oh, that's right. Oh, my goodness, I am. Oh, my. They were my thoughts. They must be real. Does this look like anything to you?
Pac-Man.
Snake.
It's the snake. Your mind is the snake that told you to eat the apple. And you ate the apple. And you ate the apple. Don't eat the apple. Don't eat the apple. Can you get it? Do you understand it?
Mm-hmm.
It's your mind. It's just a thought. And the last thing you'll say, I was never here. So you think, oh, must be real. It is not real, people. Think of that. In your mind, when you hear that mind chatter, think of the snake. I said, get out of here, snake. Don't let it do it to you. 4, be gentle and kind and patient. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be patient with yourself and learn a new ways of thinking. Learn new ways of thinking. You're learning a new way of thinking. So be kind and gentle while you're learning. Treat yourself as you would someone you really loved. Aha, how many people are able to do that? Treat yourself like somebody that you really loved. And we love to give presents and stuff to somebody else, don't we? And say, oh, I love that person, I'm going to give them a present. You know what I do? I say, I love myself, I'm going to give myself a present. I love myself, I'm going to give myself a present. Do that. Give yourself little treats during the day. Buy flowers for yourself. Do little things. You're the only person that will never leave you. You're the only person that will never leave you. Learn to love yourself. Learn to love yourself. Be kind to your mind. Self-hatred is only hating your own thoughts. Don't hate yourself for having the thoughts. Gently change your thoughts. Gently change your thoughts. Your thoughts and your emotion are your children. Are your children. Train them correctly. Train your thoughts correctly. The whole idea of this teaching is to learn to think the thoughts that you want to think and learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel. It is that simple. It is that simple. And we make it difficult all the time. We make it difficult all the time. How many times have I said this? Many. And more. I'll ask the audience out here. What is the only problem that you have?
God problem.
Aha. And what is God? Everything, but we consider God love. So now, what is the only problem you have?
Love.
A love problem. A love of yourself problem. A love of yourself problem is the only problem you have. Don't let your mind say that it's something else. It's always a God problem. God is love. It's a love problem, and it's a self-love problem. The world out there, race mind, and almost all brand name religions do not want you to learn to love yourself. They just don't want to. And they don't do that because of conspiracy or they're malicious or anything. They just don't know any better. They just don't know any better. But in life, told you I'd give you the secret to life. The secret to life is learning how to love yourself. It's the only problem you're ever going to have. It's the only problem you're ever going to have. If you're not getting the money you want because you don't love yourself enough. If you're not getting the relationship you want because you don't love yourself enough. If you don't get the house you want because you don't love yourself enough. The car, it's always across the board. The problem is always you don't love yourself enough. One problem, always only one problem, a God problem, a love problem, one and the same thing. God and love are the same, absolutely the same. So learn to love yourself at all costs, at all costs. Learn it. It'll save you a great deal of stress, anxiety, and help. And help. Not loving yourself takes your health right away from you. Right away from you. Praise yourself. Criticism breaks down the inner spirit. Praise builds it up. Praise yourself as much as you can. Tell yourself how well you are doing with every little thing. How well you are doing with every little thing. Praising is one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself and you can do for other people. If you want to motivate people, motivate them with praise. Praise will motivate people. If you want to correct anything, correct it with praise. How do you do with your dogs?
Well, depends on the given day, but I tell them they matter, actually. When I do it for me, I do it for them. And I say, oh, you're such a good boy.
That's praise.
How good they are.
Yes, that's praise. They have discovered the children that you praise grow taller. Children that you praise grow taller. Praise and attention is what everyone is looking for. We call it love, and we call it all kinds of things. But it's praise and attention. People want to know that they matter. People want to know that they matter. Support yourself. Find ways to support yourself. Reach out to friends and allow them to help you. It is being strong to ask for help when you need it. And we were taught, don't ask for help. Be strong. You have to do it yourself. This, that, and the other thing. You see, I always say, if you're suffering for more than 3 minutes with anything, you're an idiot when there's somebody out there that can help you. Why would you want to suffer? Suffer for 3 minutes if you can't figure it out, get on the phone and call somebody. Ask for help. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. And when I succeed, you succeed. And when you succeed, I succeed. It works that way. It works that way. And it's all done with loving yourself. If you can't ask for help, what do you think that means? What do you think your mind is telling you?
You're not worthy
and you don't matter.
You don't deserve it.
Yeah. You don't deserve it.
You'll bother them.
Yes.
Yeah.
See how insidious it all is? Can you see now how everything boils down to self-love and boils down to worthy, deserving, lovable, and that you matter? Everything in your life is covered by those four items. Everything in your life is covered by that. And it starts, you have to learn to love yourself. And the mind loves to say, oh, no, well, I'm not gonna, you know, I'll get the car, that'll work better. I'll buy the big house, then people will really love me. And I'll love myself because I have this big and immense mortgage payment to take care of.
Right. That'll do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people, that's the way people think.
Yep.
You can't add things to you to make you better. Mm-hmm. Nothing you add to you makes you better. No, doesn't work, you know. You can walk around in diamonds and pearls and furs and everything else. And if you don't know you matter, forget it. And look at the tragedies that we have in this town because people don't know that they matter. Look at Marilyn Monroe, look at that other person. But go down the list of people that have had tragic lives. Mm-hmm. And they had that because they don't think they matter. Mm-hmm. Marilyn always thought she had no talent whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Gotta love yourself. Gotta love yourself. Be loving to your negatives. Acknowledge that you created them to fulfill a need. Now you are finding new positive ways to fulfill those needs. So lovingly release the old negative pattern. We do different things because of payoffs, and we think we're going to get a payoff. And many people get sick because they want the attention. They want attention. They don't know how else to get it. So they get it by getting sick, which is not a very good choice. It's just not a good choice when there are other things to do. If you want to get attention, sit and love yourself and not pretend. I'll tell you, people will come to you. Yep. People will come to you because they notice that and they want what you have. Don't you? Aren't you repelled by negative people? Aren't you repelled by people who, oh, they don't like themselves, I'm not going around them? Mm-hmm. People don't want to be around you. Learn to love yourself. And if you're in business, any business, it's the love that brings the people in. It's the love that sells the property. It's the love that builds the business. It's the love of yourself and the love of other people. But you can't love other people till you learn to love yourself. And you cannot love this thing called God. And here again, across the board, most of the people that are going to brand name churches go to brand name churches because they do not love themselves, but they think, aha, but I can get away with this because I'm going to love God. And if I love God, no one's going to notice that I don't love myself. Well, you walk into a Baptist church, and I will tell you, you will see the biggest hate and the ugliest faces in the world in those churches because those people are all smiling through, and they're trying to pretend that everything is all right, and I love God, therefore I must be lovable. They're not. They're mean, hateful, spiteful people. Sorry. I shouldn't say that about all. I should erase that.
Okay.
You've been there. You've seen people. You cannot get away with thinking, oh, I'll love God and everything will be all right. If that were true, wouldn't this world be different?
Yeah.
If that were true, wouldn't this world be different?
Yeah.
Now, think, if you loved yourself and you loved everybody else, would you go to war? Would you go to war? No. You would not go to war. You would not do all different things that we do once you learn to love yourself. And that's what we're doing, and we're learning to love ourselves. And the more people we can get to do that, the better off the world is going to be. It's going to change. It's going to change. Take care of your body. Learn about nutrition. What kind of fuel does your body need in order to have optimum energy and vitality? Learn about exercise. What kind of exercise do you enjoy? Cherish and revere the temple you live in. You're living inside here. This is the horse, people, that you're riding through life. This is the horse that you're riding through life. And it's very hard to ride a dead horse. Very hard to ride a dead horse. You have to keep care of your horse. You have to keep care of your body. That is your responsibility. Race Mindo wants to tell you it's all right because you have health insurance. So if you get sick, you can use your health insurance, and we're going to give you a pill that will make you better. So you go ahead and eat all the fried food you want to eat, and get cholesterol and a bad heart. You know, we can put a valve in there. We'll just take that heart out, and we'll do. So don't you worry. Take no responsibility there. Don't exercise, please. Mm-hmm. Don't exercise. And eat junk food. Please eat junk food. We can make lots of money if you eat junk food.
That's a big Race Mind. There's a new commercial out for this McDonald's 1/3 pound burger. And I guess it's only in California. It's only in California, so the commercial is about other people in the country saying, come on, your country needs you. Eat this because we want it too.
Oh, yeah.
And Jay Leno said how many calories are in it. I mean, it's like 1,500 calories or something.
Yeah.
But your country needs you to eat it.
Yes.
I have one. Pretty good. That's all I had all day, but...
Yeah, so...
But you have to take care of yourself, and you have to see what the world is doing out there and what it's convincing you. And the world is very convincing. And it certainly convinces most of the people that it's all right to do anything that you want to do because there's a drug out there that will fix it. And if the drug can't fix it, don't worry, because you have free hospitalization. And so go ahead and do whatever you want. Don't buy into that. Don't buy into that. Health insurance wouldn't be as high as it is if people took good care of themselves.
Exactly.
It's just a vicious thing. You have to see that, what's going on. Take care of your body. Now, mirror work. That was you, wasn't it? Are you doing mirror work? Not yet.
Not yet.
But you're going to, aren't you?
I am.
How could we encourage you to do that? How could we support you in doing that?
Do you have a compact with a little pocket mirror?
No. I don't like them.
She doesn't like to look at herself.
No, but I'm working on it. I really do. Yeah.
Well, don't work on it. Do it.
Okay.
You told me that the other day.
True. I told you that.
Yeah, I said when we were working together, I said, I'm working on it. And you go, well, stop working on it. Get it.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's another little loophole that the mind loves to do. Mm-hmm. It loves to. It passes by you. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it. How long have you been working on it? How long have you been working on it? Oh, 50 years. Oh,
keep working.
Oh, keep working. I see that that's working. Keep doing it.
How's that working for you?
I've got a friend who's been in therapy for 20 years, and he says, I'm working on my issues. And I said, well, how long? I said, hey. I said, you're now older than your issues were originally.
I had a friend, Stanley, went to therapy because, I'll say it's because he hated his uncle, which he did. Went 20 years. I said, how's it going? He said, I still hate my uncle. I thought... 20 years. Wow. You go once a week for 20 years.
And that's like $50 an hour or more.
50? Where have you been?
Yeah.
I said to him, how many Mercedes do you think your therapist bought with all that money?
One every 3 years.
And issues are always issues. I hate that word. I have an issue. Get rid of it. Get over yourself, people. Just get over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do it.
Oh, do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I'm sure the world wants to convince you that you have issues so that you have to spend your money. So you have to go to see somebody. You know? Oh. Okay. Look into your eyes often. Express the growing sense of love you have for yourself. Are you having a growing sense of love for yourself?
Yeah.
You are. So now, peek-a-boo into the mirror. Just a little. And you'll get it. Forgive yourself while looking into the mirror. The windows, not the windows, the eyes are the windows to the soul. Have to be able to do that. Talk to your parents while looking into the mirror. Mm-hmm. Forgive them too. Mm-hmm. At least once a day say, I love you. I really love you. You were not in class when I recommended you just say, I love you, Dallas. 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 10 times a day.
Inserting your own.
Except you.
Or you can love Dallas.
I can say I love Dallas too.
Yeah. You'll see a difference there too, because when you say the first time, Dallas, I love you, your mind goes, oh, wow. Oh, I don't think so. Oh, wow. We feel uncomfortable. Anytime you say anything nice about yourself and you feel uncomfortable, that's the thing that you have to work on. Till you don't feel uncomfortable about it. Mm-hmm. But as soon as we feel uncomfortable about it, we say, oh, and then I'm like, well, I guess I'm not supposed to go there. That's when you're supposed to go there. That's when you're supposed to go there. Here's a biggie. Your mind will always try to keep you from knowing what you need to know. From knowing what you need to know. Your mind does what's called taking a dime. Have you ever been to a lecture and when they got to the very point that you came to hear, you either nodded off or your mind, you go, what? Or, just at the important part, you have to get up and go to the bathroom. Yeah, and you say, well, no, I didn't do that. Your mind always tries to keep you from knowing what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Just accept that. So when you feel uncomfortable, that's a sign to, ha-ha, I'm not going to allow it to do that to me. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to do this till I no longer have that feeling, till I feel comfortable with myself, till I can sit with myself, till I can sit with myself and feel very good about myself. Then sit with myself. A lot of people can't do that. Cannot sit with themselves. And it's less and less. Why do you think when you go up and down the highway that everyone's on a cell phone? Because they cannot stand to sit with themselves. Out running and walking, everyone's got something plugged into their ears. When do they ever spend time with themselves? When do they ever go in and hear that still small voice that says, I love you? You are the beloved in whom I am well pleased.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't. Things are going on all the time. You have to get quiet and you have to stop the mind chatter so that you can hear the small, still voice. You know, it's called a small, still voice. Not a loud, vulgar, big voice. It's called a small, still voice because it's polite. It's polite. It doesn't scream. But it loves you. And it will tell you that. if you take the stuff out of your ears and take all this stuff away and sit with yourself for one moment and sit quietly with yourself, you will hear that voice. You will hear that voice. The other voice that you will hear will say, you can do it. You can do it. That voice inside of you is always saying, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You weren't born with a voice that said, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it.
It was given to you.
That was given to you.
The race lines
given to you. Yes, gave it to you. Mm-hmm. The voice that's in there always says, you can do it, mm-hmm. you can do it, you can do it. Every morning I say I can do all things through God which strengthens me. Every morning I say that. Mm-hmm. I can do all things through God which strengthens me. Whenever a difficult thing comes up in my life, I immediately think of a little choo-choo train. Okay, and I go up the hill. These are the things that you want to put in your mind. These are the things you want to put in your mind. But know that that voice is always saying, you are the beloved in whom I am well pleased. And you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And you'll be able to do it. But the mind wants to talk you out of it. Race mind wants to talk you out of it. And most of your friends probably want to talk you out of it. But listen to them. Listen to your little voice inside. We're always divinely guided, people. Always divinely guided. But you have to listen to the voice. You have to listen to the voice. It is there to help you and guide you, and it will take you where you want to go. You haven't been here long enough. Do you know you're always moving from your good to your greater good? Always moving from your good to your greater good. If you lose a job, the next job is going to be better. If you lose a relationship, the next relationship is going to be better. God doesn't move backwards, people. God doesn't move backwards. You're always moving from your good to your greater good. You're always moving from glory to greater glory. You must realize that. So if your boss calls you and says you're fired, you go, ah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because a new door and window have opened up. A wonderful opportunity has opened up for you to move to your greater good. You see, most people don't move to the greater good because they're holding on to what they have. And they won't let go of that. They won't let go of that. Does anyone know how they catch monkeys?
Yes. They put a little nut or whatever in there, in a jar, and then the monkey reaches his hand in and won't let go of the nut, and so he can't get his hand out of the jar.
Can't get his hand out of the jar. But most of us do. We have our hand on the nut, and we can't get our hand out of the jar because we will not give up this nut, even though that nut over there is bigger. We will not release this nut. Now, you're not going to get the big nut unless you let go of this one. Unless you let go. How many people have heard that before? Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Don't be a monkey holding on to your nut.
And that, he was on the CD and he was talking about it.
Well, hopefully they heard Jim's explanation and they'll get it.
Does that make sense to you?
Good.
All right. Love yourself. Do it now. Now, here is the thing. Do it now, people. I'm 64 years old. Rhoda in our class is 83. How much longer do you want to wait?
Right.
How much longer do you want to wait? I gave you the secret to life tonight. Love yourself. Now, are you going to do something about it right here and right now and take it with you and do something? Or are you going to wait till next week and next year and 20 years go by and you're still in the same damn position you were in? Still in the same position. You have to do it now. You have to just do it. Take that risk and say, I'm going to love myself. And I don't care if anyone else loves me or not, because we don't care if anybody else loves us or not. You know what other people think about us? This is none of our business. As it's really none of our business, I don't care what people think about me. I like to know what I think about myself. And you have to hold yourself in high esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, people want to bat you down and things will happen. But you have to say, I love myself. I love myself. So before you go to bed every night, say, I love myself. I'm so delighted to be alive. And in the morning, I love myself. And I'm so delighted to be alive. And this is a wonderful experience that I'm going through. And then, do it. And when your mind starts telling you that you can't, tell it to shut up. And when it throws up all that stuff from the past, get rid of it and forgive yourself and forgive everybody else. And don't say, well, my God, if I learned this 20 years ago. You didn't learn it 20 years ago. You're learning it now. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. I didn't learn this when I should have or could have. I had miserable times on when I was trying to figure out life. Horrible. Horrible. But thank God I found it. And I use it. And I use it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And is it easy? Some days yes, some days no. But I never give it up. And I keep doing it. Because we have to do it. I don't want to be on my deathbed and still saying, oh, I wonder if I love myself. What could I do to love myself more? Horrible way to do it. Horrible way to go through life. And I know many people who do that. Many people who do that. And that is not what you're here for, and that is not what this thing God wants for you. God wants you to know that you are magnificent, that you are wonderful. That's what God is all about. Not all this other hoorah that people want to say. Not. Learn this. It's because Easter's coming. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, except somebody said to me, a client, in fact, said, he's playing Jesus this year. I said, well, that's nice. Really moving up. And I said, why? He said, oh, because it's Easter. Which always amazes me. Because Easter has nothing had nothing to do with Christianity whatsoever. You know, Easter's a pagan holiday. It always was and always will be. You see, we don't have rabbits. Eggs and things like that. Those are pagan ideas. Christianity stole it. But that's okay too. Love yourself. Okay. Do it now. Don't wait until you get well, or you lose weight, or you get the new job, or find a new relationship. Begin now and do the best you can. Always do the best you can. You know, when I do exercise, I can see some people, my God, they can do all this stuff. I do the best I can. And guess what? Now I'm able to do many of those things that I didn't know. But just by doing the best you can each time, you build that up. You build that up and you change. Do the best you can. Don't wait. Have fun. Ah, love that one. Remember the things that gave you joy as a child. Incorporate them into your life now. Find a way to have fun with everything you do. Let yourself express the joy of living. Smile, laugh, rejoice. And the universe rejoices with you. And the universe rejoices with you. It always reflects back. The universe always reflects back what you are doing and what you are thinking. Always reflects it back to you. That's why you do mirror work. That is why you do mirror, because it will reflect it back to you. We're only, all of us are only looking in a mirror, people. We're just looking in a mirror. That's what we're doing. We have to love what we see in the mirror. Learn to love yourself. Learn to see the magnificence that is within you. Learn to appreciate your body as the wonderful miracle that it is, and that it is a miracle. And don't allow the outside world to keep telling you that it's a faulty instrument and it's always falling apart. It's not doing that. It is not doing that. You were born whole, complete, and perfect. You were born whole, complete, and perfect. Look for that in yourself. Recognize that in yourself. See the divinity within you. See the divinity within you. Because it's nowhere else, people. It is nowhere else. If you want to find God, you have to find God inside of yourself. And then you'll find it. And you'll see that divinity. And you will love yourself. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.